June 14, 1934 to December 27, 22. Aged 88 years of Gibson's, B.C., peacefully passed away on December 27, 2022, after a long, adventure-filled life. Arthur lived with Parkinson's disease, but it never let it define him or what he would do in life. One of the kindest souls on this planet, Arthur was a gentle man with a spirit for adventure in everything in life, big and small. He faced every challenge in life with admirable strength and courage. He approached every person with curiosity and was able to see the joy and humor in even what might be seen as the worst moments in life. He will be deeply missed by all who knew him. Born in New York City, New York to Arthur Frank Lightbourne and Catherine Lightbourne, née Horgan, Arthur was a good Catholic boy who spent his formative years riding the trolley and subways for free. He loved his New York City roots but landed on the East Coast of Canada for his post-secondary studies after deciding that seminary school and the priesthood would not be his path. After graduating with a BA in English from St. Francis Xavier University in Antigonish, Nova Scotia, Arthur met his first wife Shirley Joan Butler. They packed up and headed to California to start their family and Arthur's career in journalism. Arthur was fiercely passionate and curious about people and their stories right from the start and landed his first job as a reporter at a local newspaper in Bakersfield, California. Arthur and Shirley had three of their four children, Leslie Joan, Gregory Stewart and Laurel Ann, while living in Bakersfield. Lisa Eileen was born after returning to live in Canada. He remarried twice after Shirley. Arthur always said he loved being married. He lived with his last wife, Diane de Saint de Saint-Pierre, in both BC and Southern California. They shared love for art, fine conversation, food and people. She lovingly cared for him many years after his Parkinson's diagnosis. He spent most of his retirement continuing to write with a focus on feature articles and personality profiles in community newspapers in the San Diego area, and his final book, Vita, was written on the Sunshine Coast. The surviving family is very grateful for, and would like to thank the staff and residents of Christensen Village. Arthur truly appreciated all the love and support he received there. Also, to Dr. McDowell, the nurses, the physiology team and the care aides at Seashelt Hospital, your kindness and support meant the world to our father. His goal was to live to 107 years of age, which says a lot about his joie de vivre, love for life. The Sunshine Coast, he said, was his favorite of all places he had ever lived. Arthur was loved and will be greatly missed by all of his children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. There will be no services at this time. The family will have their own private celebrations of life to honor Arthur. On the Road Again was one of our father's favorite songs. It spoke to his sense of adventure. We hope that he is on his grandest adventure yet. We love you, Dad.